I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1310, When Being Most Improved Doesn't Help. Our intentions are good. Our desire to bless and encourage is right. But sometimes we actually do more harm than good. When we lived in Tennessee and Mark played Little League Baseball, one year the trophies for the eight-year-olds were huge. And Jane and I said, wow, if that's the trophy he gets at eight, what kind of trophy is he going to expect at 12? There are times when, in an effort to love, we're actually communicating that we love you when you are great at whatever, but not so much when you're not. Let me share with you a story. This podcast is about love, and we all want to communicate love because we've been loved by the God who loves us unconditionally, but sometimes the way we love appears to have conditions that we don't want to be there. While I was in the Apprentice Gathering in Wichita, Kansas, I took a workshop from Kelly Flanagan, Dr. Kelly Flanagan. He's a Christian adult therapist who lives in Illinois, and he told a story from his childhood that I believe we can all relate to. He's a firstborn child in his family. He said one of his earliest memories was playing soccer as a little kid. If you've ever seen soccer at the earliest levels, you know it's kind of bunch ball. All the kids follow the ball in a herd, not playing positions, but just moving back and forth as the pack pushes the ball across the field, up and down. Kelly said he didn't do any of that. He just stood in the center of the field and watched. The pack would push this way and that way, but he didn't engage. He just stood there. And he did that for the first five games. He said now he imagines his dad going on the sidelines crazy. His dad was a jock, an all-state athlete in this sport and that sport. He said he can imagine his dad going home and saying to his mother, "We're going to have to make another one, and quick, this one's broke." But at game six, Kelly said he didn't stand in the middle of the field anymore. It clicked. He got it. He didn't play bunch ball. He went on to the correct spots on the field. He passed. He was amazing. And after that game, the coach and his dad were so pleased. He said one of his earliest memories was his coach coming to his house that very day and giving him a trophy, a most improved trophy, and praising him and talking him up. He said it was one of the worst days of his life. The message he got was, you are loved, you have value, we care about you. When you perform, when you're great, but when you're not, we don't really pay much attention to you. You just don't matter very much. He was quick to say that he's not against trophies and most improved things. As long as the message of love and caring and acceptance and value isn't contingent on how well you perform. Here's the great question. Is there anyone in your life who you need to say, I love you, you matter, I care? It has nothing to do with how well or how poorly you can do something. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today with hearts full of gratitude for the people in our lives. We acknowledge that sometimes we unintentionally prioritize and value individuals based on their talents, their achievements, their abilities in various areas such as sports or tasks. However, we recognize that each person is unique and their intrinsic worth goes far beyond these external markers. Today, we pray for the wisdom and strength to let the people we care about know that we value them simply for who they are. Help us see the beauty in their quirks, the depth in their emotions, and the uniqueness in their personalities. Let us celebrate their individuality and the qualities that make them special. Guide us to express our appreciation and love openly and sincerely without any conditions or expectations tied to their accomplishments. May our words and actions convey that they are loved, irrespective of any external measure of success or achievement. Give us the ability to truly listen to their thoughts, their feelings, their dreams, and offer support and encouragement and understanding unconditionally. Help us to build connections that are rooted in the genuine appreciation of their essence, allowing them to feel valued, respected, and loved just as they are. May our actions align with our intentions, and may we grow in our capacity to love and value others for the beautiful souls that they are. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1311. In the meantime, we all need to be loved. We all need to be valued. Let's be careful as we communicate our love for others that it's not tied to what they do for us or for our team or for our company, but that we just love them, period. Otherwise, being the most improved doesn't help.